Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carolyn Hartman, and I think she has two hats on, a Master Gardener hat and a library, Cass County Library Association hat. So good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Good. And Carolyn, I want to start by talking about the garden seminar. Now, people, I always say, don't turn your listening off, don't turn your brain off, because we have something really special this year. And that's what we want to talk about. And it is Saturday evening, the 17th. So again, I want to emphasize, you'll say that again, but I want to emphasize, because garden seminars all day on Saturday, this program is Saturday evening. So what are you doing, Carolyn?
On Saturday evening, March 17th, we are going to have Jay come and talk to us. He will have been there all day with a garden seminar, but that evening he likes to do, in the evening when he comes, he likes to do a special event for the community. And the Master Gardeners decided that it would be a great idea to do it for the libraries, because we have the library in Lewis, one in Atlantic, one in Cumberland, one in Anita, and one in Griswold. So there's six of us that are in the area, and this way the money will be distributed in the whole community. This was their thought when they decided that the libraries could benefit from this. As I met with our Cass County Library Association, they decided that they wanted this to be a fundraiser, but a
no fee at the door,
fee at the door, right. They didn't want to charge for it. They decided that this was what they wanted to do. So that's what we're going to do. And the doors will open at 6:30. And Jay will start in at 7. And he's going to tell us about flowers. And he has two different books out that the Master Gardeners will be selling that night also. They're going to be selling during the day when he has his demonstrations and presentations during the day too. But he has two books, and they are Fun with Flowers, Your Guide to Selecting and Arranging and Enjoying Beautiful Flowers, and also Bloom 365, The Essential Guide to Arranging Flowers Every Day. The Cass County Libraries also have these books in our libraries that you can check out. So we will have coffee, tea, and lemonade, and then desserts for you to munch on during the time that he is there. So I hope all of you can come out and enjoy this.
You know, I've gotten to visit with Jay a couple of times. And we just say Jay. Actually, his name is just the letter J. And last name is Schwanke, and we found out he is related to the Schwankes in Cass County. His, I think his second cousin is Dennis Schwanke, who farms over by Marnie. So we have a really good tie to Jay Schwanke here in Cass County. But a couple things. You know, first of all, the emphasis is flowers. But Jay is a businessman. He's helped run nurseries for a long time. He is an international traveler. He goes to countries all over to give advice for flowers, to learn more about plants and how you buy those and ship those and so on. So he's a businessman. He is a florist. He's a tale teller. I think he has fun stories to tell. And he is an entertainer. So even if you think you don't want to come learn about flowers, I think you'd have a good time. And it's just this evening, as we've said, starts at 7 at the community center. And that's something we really need to emphasize again, and you will say again, I'm sure, Carolyn, because so often the garden seminar has been at the high school. This year, everything is happening at the community center, including this evening program. So, Carolyn, and I forgot to mention that you're also the director of the Cumberland Library, and we have wonderful libraries in Cass County. I can't say enough good stuff about the libraries in the county. And one of the reasons, I think, is that you all get together to do some learning and talking and so on. Talk a little bit about this Cass County Library Association and what you do.
The Cass County Library Association has been meeting for quite a while. when I started at the library, they were doing this. And now the state, it's one of the standards they would like everybody to meet, that we have to get together in each county and at least one meeting a year and do some instruction. And so we have started that this year. But our Cass County librarians, we all meet once a month. And during the winter, a lot of times we'll go to each one of the libraries and then have a breakfast and then have our meeting. And then we also go to the cafes. We've been to most of the cafes here in Atlantic, and we go to the Anita. We've been to the Anita Cafe. And then we each bring in something for breakfast. Our main thing is when we get together and talk, we can iron out problems that we come up against, and several of us have been through different things similar, and so that we can kind of iron it out and kind of help each as we go. And especially when you're just new on the job, it's nice to have somebody to go talk to. We get together, and about a month ago we got together and talked about the summer reading program that's coming up, and we try and collaborate with each one of us and do different things. And we had several people there that could present programs. So we did this, and we've got several of us have all of ours decided on. Some of them was like the sheriff will bring the canine. And last year, Laura Channing, she had a huge eagle nest. It was an actual eagle
nest. Had to bring it on a trailer.
It was on a trailer. It was outside our libraries, and she went around with several of them to several libraries with that. And that was a big hit. This year, I'm sure she'll come up. She's got an owl thing too we can go on. So she has a lot of things that we can get into. It helps you as a librarian to have somebody that you can go to and talk to too. And we are going to have a mystery tour here soon. And our head lady that's over us, Misty Gray, she has come up with some libraries that we can go to and see. But we don't know where we're going yet.
Fun.
She'll just surprise us,
yeah.
And then we take off and see them. So we try to do fun things, too.
Well, a couple of things I think is interesting. The state now is requiring this. You guys have been doing this for quite a few years. Hey, you're way ahead of the game. And you don't just meet once a year. You meet monthly. So, again, kudos to our libraries and our librarians. The other thing that you mentioned, Carolyn, that, you know, the old concept of a library is that it's full of books. Well, it's still full of books. But you got so much more. And you mentioned the children's activities. Does every library in Cass County have a computer or more than one computer for people to use?
Yes, most of them do. In our library, we have 6 computers that patrons can use. And then as of yesterday, we got a grant, and so I will be able to purchase some iPads, which is exciting for us.
Yeah.
And several of the librarians have put in for their grant, too, and got them, too.
And just lots more. If you haven't been to a library lately, you ought to go find out what that's all about. Now, saying that, we should mention the funds that you gather from this particular event, the Fun with Flowers and Jay on Saturday, March 17th. What are you going to be using that for?
We're going to use that to help pay for our online resources. We get Brain Fuse, which we started here a couple years ago, and part of that money gets paid for by our schools. With Anita and Cumberland and Messina, the CAM school pays for half of it, and we pay the other half. And in Griswold and Lewis, the Griswold gets help with that too. So that helps, but we still have to pay for some of it. So it's going to go for Brain Fuse when we have to pay for that. And then we get a Gale online database, and also the Chilton Library of Auto Repair Manuals and Books. So
auto repair? Who knew you could go to the library and find out about auto repair?
So there's different things that we have to pay for, and this will help. That Brain Fuse helps a lot of the kids in the community, because you can go online, and if you're doing a report, you can send it in to them 24/7, and there's people that will help you do it, okay. And they don't do it for you.
Real quickly, Carolyn, you have one more fundraiser coming up. The date of that is?
April 7th.
Okay, and that's a trivia night, and look around, ask questions at your library, be sure to come and support that. But before that, on March 17th, 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30 at the Community Center in Atlantic. Fun with Flowers and Jay. You don't want to miss that, Carolyn. Right?
Right. And come, everyone.
Yes, and remember, free will donation. You will have fun. So thanks very much to Carolyn Hartman for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Luther Burbank. Flowers always make people better, happier, and more helpful. They are sunshine, food, and medicine to the soul.